It all started with Mother Angelica. Born in 1923 in Canton, Ohio, Rita Rizzo knew poverty and suffering at an early age. Her parents' divorce filled Mae Rizzo with anxiety and depression, surrounding her six-year-old Rita with fear and isolation both at home and at school. Then at age 19, a miraculous healing from a recurring stomach ailment opened an entirely new world to Rita. She realized that God loved her personally and profoundly, and answered this love by entering the Poor Clare Nuns of Perpetual Adoration in Cleveland, Ohio, becoming Sister Mary Angelica of the Annunciation in 1945. If it was a cure that brought Mother Angelica to enter religion, she could have dreamed of. The back injury was a back injury which threatened to leave her paralyzed for the rest of her life. The night before, Mother Angelica made our Lord.
I said, Lord, if you give me the grace to walk again, I'll build you a monastery in the south.
The surgery was successful, and in 1962, Mother Angelica and a handful of nuns moved to their new home on the outskirts of Birmingham, Alabama, to found the Monastery of Our Lady of the Angels. In the 1970s, Mother Angelica began to write small booklets of inspiration and encouragement in the Catholic faith. The booklets, printed by the nuns themselves and distributed free of charge, would find their way to every corner of America and beyond. Invitations to give talks and lectures followed, and then came videotapes and their broadcast through local television. And then there was that memorable afternoon in 1978. When Mother Angelica was struck by the small size yet powerful potential of a TV station in Chicago.
And I said, Lord, I've got to have one of these.
A few years later, with $200 in her hand and an unshakable trust in divine providence, Mother began to transform what was to have been the monastery garage into a TV studio. It was 1981 and the beginning of the Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN.
Name of Jesus, who is Lord, may his eternal word be proclaimed.
Eternal Word Television Network, built for you.
EWTN began transmitting just 4 hours a day, but thanks to the generous and enthusiastic support of its family of viewers, by 1987, EWTN was firmly established as a 24-hour cable network in the United States. The next step came in 1992, with the launch of its radio service. At the touch of a button, EWTN instantly extended its reach to the entire globe, bringing Catholic radio programming to the farthest corners of the world. 3 years later, EWTN gradually began expanding the scope of its television service as a number of satellite transmissions were launched in Europe, Latin America, and the Philippines. Today, using the latest technology, EWTN's television and radio programming is available around the clock and across the globe via cable and satellite, reaching millions of souls throughout the world. But we're not only on the air, we're also online. Since 1996, EWTN's own website has been offering a variety of internet services, including real audio and video, never more than a keystroke away. Let's take a look at some of the milestones in EWTN's history. On October 4, 1983, EWTN debuted Mother Angelica Live. September 1, 1987, our programming expanded to 24 hours a day. In February 1991, in response to the start of the first Gulf War, we began transmitting the live daily mass from Our Lady of the Angels Monastery. On December 28, 1992, EWTN Radio launched. On June 14, 1996, we began airing 24 hours of Spanish programming in Latin America. On September 4, 1996, the World Over Live debuted, followed by the debut of Life on the Rock on January 10, 1997. On September 5, 1997, The Journey Home debuted. And 1 year later, on September 7, 1998, our Spanish live show, Nuestra Fe en Vivo, debuted. Then on September 5, 2003, came Raymond Arroyo's exclusive Vatican interview with Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger. Less than 2 years later, Cardinal Ratzinger would be elected Pope Benedict XVI, following the death of Pope John Paul II. And speaking of John Paul II, no review of EWTN's history would be complete without a look at the network's almost 25-year relationship with, as he is affectionately and prophetically called, John Paul the Great. Throughout most of his pontificate, EWTN would be the primary source of coverage for John Paul II's stupendous and unprecedented global papal visits. Let's take a look at just some of our coverage over the years. Sad news of John Paul II's entrance into eternity came on April 2, 2005.
It is very with a heavy heart that I report that at 9:37 Rome time, the Holy Father passed away.
EWTN would then begin the most extensive coverage of Vatican events in its 25-year history. Interregnum coverage included the lie-in state and funeral of Pope John Paul II, daily masses from Rome, and complete conclave coverage. And finally, EWTN was there on April 19, 2005, when the words Habemus Papam rang out, proclaiming Pope Benedict XVI as the 264th successor to St. Peter. EWTN will continue to be your home for full coverage of all the major papal and Vatican events, from World Youth Days to canonizations to liturgical and seasonal events. In its earliest days, EWTN continues to operate its 24 hours a day, 7 day a week broadcasts based solely on the generosity of its donors, while in turn offering programming free of charge via satellite, cable and broadcast TV and radio. EWTN's mission is to respond to the call for a new evangelization by putting the media at the service of the gospel. But behind the state-of-the-art facilities and intense activity of the staff is prayer and trust in divine providence. God's hand has always overshadowed every aspect of EWTN.
For those of you who aren't already familiar with EWTN, the Global Catholic Network, here's a quick look at what we are doing today. EWTN television began very modestly with God's grace and your help. And today, transmits the splendor of truth around the world through uplifting Catholic programming such as the Daily Mass and devotionals. Viewers can call in and interact with their favorite EWTN hosts on weekly live shows. Original series offer an in-depth study of the faith. Live events are available to Catholics around the world as they happen. Feature presentations bring the best in inspiring documentaries and dramas. Children's programming helps to grow our youngest viewers in their Catholic faith. And EWTN also offers the world's largest Spanish-language Catholic television network, available in the United States, Latin America, and Spain. The EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network also started modestly and has grown not only across America, but also around the world, offering separate 24-hour radio networks in English and Spanish, including news, live call-in talk shows, programming for young adults, and music. EWTN on the Internet. EWTN.com offers a wealth of information for those seeking to understand more about their Catholic faith. As one of the most clicked-on religious websites, EWTN.com offers information on the Holy Father, Catholic news from around the world, program information for EWTN television and radio, prayer resources, a section for children, Catholic Q&A, and much more. Through television, radio, and the internet, EWTN brings the fullness of the Catholic faith home to you.